It is 10 minutes past 7 on Poort FM. Papla and Justin, my co-host, with us in studio is the guys of Cultured Kings. It is Khalil Maduna and also De Niro Kaufman. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to read the intro so that we have a better understanding of who they are and where they come from. They are the founding members of this Cultured Kings. Khalil is a 26-year-old gentleman whose interests include current affairs, international and local politics, as well as information security inter alia. He is an inspiring foreign service officer slash diplomat, currently pursuing a BA degree in international relations and diplomacy with the University of South Africa. In line with his interest in information security, Khalil has successfully obtained a certificate in the Introduction to Information Security, also from the University of South Africa. Born and bred in the dusty streets of Nantes, situated in the township of Estres in Pretoria East, Clement Leroux boasts a BCom Law degree and is currently pursuing his LLB and will sit for his CFA level exams in December 2021. Having been a waiter at Spur to pay his university tuition fees, this ambitious young man has since secured a position as a legal researcher to advocate and our own acting judge of the High Court and member of the company's tribunal, Advocate Lizelle Haskins. Clement has an insatiable love for reading and maintains that health, wealth, and happiness are the central tenets of life. Now, De Niro Kaufman, you know, in 2011, when I was in the running of being the counselor of this ward, a very good friend of mine of years ago, Vivian Kaufman, called me and said that she have a nephew wants to speak to me because he have interest in politics. And I said, no problem. He can come anyway. De Niro, shy young man, come to my house one day and we start talking. And he said, I want to study politics. I said, why do you want to study politics? No, he have interest in bettering his community and stuff like that. I said, great. That is absolutely great. But my advice to you is study law. Why do you study politics? Hmm. If you study politics, you narrow the scope of your career and your interests. You know, we change. People evolve over time. I said, study law. With your law degree, you can do anything. You can be a politician. You can be a lawyer. You can be anything. And I haven't seen him for some time, not years. But then he studied at Pukka, eh? Yes.
Correct.
And then we kept in touch for some time, now and then 3 months, now and then I don't see him, I see him on Facebook. And he went to complete his elective modules in, is it Holland?
Yes, it is Universiteit Leiden.
Leiden, wow. Wow, that was for me, because when you study law, you always hear that this big guy studied at Leiden, you know.
You go to Groot.
You see? And so I really know that his passion is his upliftment of his community. Now I'm going to read his bio now.
I thought that was the bio.
That was the unofficial one.
Yeah. Okay. The official formal one. You can proceed.
Yeah. De Niro has a burning passion for community, activism, and leadership in that particular order. Having served as National Legal Research Officer of the Black Lawyers Association student chapter, obtaining a certificate in completing courses such as Protection of Human Rights in Europe and Asylum Law at Universiteit Leiden 2017, he believes that his level of exposure places him in a perfect position to help others reach their full potential. He holds an LLB degree from the Northwest University and has successfully served his articles of clerkship at a reputable law firm in Pretoria. He passed his attorney's admissions exam and he is now an admitted attorney of the High Court of South Africa. Yeah, I feel so proud of De Niro, man, you know. He invited me to his graduation party setup. I was probably the oldest there. There was just these young friends of him, and I was looking at them. I looked at De Niro. I said, this guy is going places. I am so overwhelmed to have you here, De Niro.
I'm happy to be here.
And Khalil, you too, eh? Thank you for coming. We're going to have a conversation.
Let's do that.
We're going to have an informal conversation. I want you to do more about the talking. So what is this Cultured Kings about?
Okay, so initially, because I like reading, and I have Clement and I have a friend in common. And I approached her and I was like, I see you always attending book clubs. Is it all female? Because I always see women there and there's, you know, wine. And it looks fun. But I'm like, ish. You know, it looks like a space for, like, females only.
Uh-huh.
And then she told me of this friend of hers that actually also told her about a book club. And he's thinking of starting one. And I was like, she's like, Clement. I was like, okay, which one? She's like, LaRue. So then I contacted him on LinkedIn. And I was like, I heard you want to do this. I want to do it as well. Let's do it. But in the process of that, Clement is friends with Khalil. And randomly, they were chilling together one day. And while we were on the phone, he's like, okay, Khalil's joining as well. And that was the birth of the book club at that stage. Currently, we would like to say that Cultured Kings is much more than a book club. What we want to do is interrogate traditional understandings and perceptions of masculinity and really challenge the way that we think, have critical conversations as men, with gender-based violence also being a huge issue in South Africa. I mean, I saw a poster on Instagram where a lady was holding a poster that said, South African men are to women what police are to Black Americans.
Wow.
And that's not a statement that us as men should take lightly.
Mm.
And against that background, really, Cultured Kings wants to establish a platform for men to engage. I don't want to say safe space because that word has been so overused, but essentially a space where men can engage in conversation. Look, there is a prevalence of toxic masculinity in our society, and it's something we want to do away with. And let me address the issue of it being an all men's organization firstly. Now, it's not discriminatory in practice. If, like, in essence, in our founding documents, it also states that we would support a sister club who would want to start a similar organization, a book club as well. But we don't want to focus on numbers and then do away with really the content.
Mm.
Because we don't want to have guys that already have this toxic masculinity coming together in a room, and then now there's females, and now perhaps you're like, but held back, you know, because guys are like, it's emotional and stuff like that, you understand? So we want to have a space where us as men can engage critically, where we can really influence one another, hold one another accountable, and say, look, this is not a way to think, or rather also interrogate, why do we think like that? So our first book club meeting was in September. Khalil, I can't recall, was it the 5th?
July.
It was September, man. I think the first week of September.
The 31st of August, to be
specific. Oh, 31st of August, yes.
Mm.
And so how it works, would you like to explain the structure of the book club? Okay. So the structure of the book club. Now, this is only the book club segment. There's a lot more that we want to do with Cultured Kings. But on the book club, Clement, if he was here, he would call it the knowledge segment of the organization. Now, the book club falls within that segment. And how it works is we meet every second month, because we were like, no, not every month. It's a bit cumbersome also. And what we want to do is encourage a culture of readership. And you can't just encourage it by soma telling people, hey, every month you must now read a book. And some books are lengthy, as you might know.
Yeah.
Most of us are working. So we don't want it to be also a cumbersome activity. So we meet every second month. And we have themes. So the first month's theme was culture. And I felt it was very important for us to start with that theme as men, also as colored men. Culture is a very important aspect. And I feel like with identity, it ties in with identity. And we want to have like a platform where men can find that identity, you understand? So, yeah, the first reading was on culture. So there's a theme that we randomly select, literally in a hat selection. And then the themes are set. The themes are set. And then books we randomly select.
All right.
And then we also select a book leader randomly. Because you want to create a sense of accountability where you're not just going to join the organization and now you just relaxed, you understand? You're not taking... We want each person to get an opportunity to be a book leader so that... And why we do it like that is you don't necessarily choose the book and then you the book leader is because also sometimes you're going to have to read things that you don't like.
Yeah.
And you don't know that you like it or that you don't like it and you might be exposed to it and you're like, I learned something new. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially what we want to do.
All right. And how many members are in the club since you guys just started last month?
Yeah. There's like... Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, 9, 10. Is it 9?
We have 9 members now.
But I'm sure someone is listening at this moment who wants to join as well. So
yeah.
Let's say 9, 10 counting.
Okay.
As we speak.
9, 10 and counting.
You know, De Niro, I don't want to insult our listeners, but I just want you to elaborate on this toxic masculinity. You know what?
Yeah.
Because sometimes we don't... We don't understand, but we don't ask. If you can just break it down, you know.
I'm not an expert in toxic masculinity, although most men probably are. I probably am as well in my behavior. I mean, as men, we generally grow up and what you're exposed to is what you think is correct.
Yeah.
Not just as men, as people. But I feel, especially as men, there's so many toxic characteristics that we grow up with and we think it's normal. One thing that I could mention briefly, perhaps, is being violent. Mm. We're told that to be a man, you need to be violent.
Mm.
And we don't necessarily question this because you're like, if you aren't violent, you aren't a man or you aren't manly.
Mm.
Or to be a man is to be with multiple partners.
Mm.
Or to be a man is to disrespect a woman or to make a woman feel less. So these are toxic traits, and I feel that this is why they've termed it toxic masculinity because it's toxic traits that's associated with being a man, and it's not necessarily what it means to be a man. So, yeah, that's what we want to interrogate. Why do we think like that? And we had the conversation earlier. Must I say Uncle Papla?
Yeah.
But we had the conversation earlier and, you know, it's not necessarily sometimes that people want to be a certain way, but it's they have no exposure to something else.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that was the first segment of our topic tonight, talking about creating space for critical engagement for men to get rid of their bad behavior, if you use it in simple terms. But if you use it in the professional language, it's like now toxic masculinity. We're going to take a break with the ads, and then we will be back continuing our conversation. A beautiful rendition of the Michael Jackson classic Man in the Mirror by Charito. Very, very beautiful rendition. It is 7:30 on Port FM. We continue our discussion with Cultured Kings.
All right, so we're going to talk about the book club, yes? Just explain to us a little bit more about that and how our listeners can get in touch with you if they want to join. As we said, we are 9 in counting, right? So if you can just give us, you know, explain there and, yeah.
Okay, we're going to hear from Khalil now.
Evening, listeners and guys in studio. So initially when we started the book club, it was sort of, we had the idea that we needed to, how can I say, Well, from myself personally, when Clement, he'd already spoken to De Niro regarding the book club.
Yeah.
And he happened to be at my house when he was on the phone with De Niro. And he's like, hey, Khalil, someone join in and join us. And from my personal point, I was like, you know what, I really would like to get more into reading, because most of my time is spent in front of the computer, television, on my phone. Mm. And so I felt that I was doing I had a lot of screen time. Mm. So to decrease that, I thought getting into a book would be a good idea. So I was like, yeah, guys, this is a good idea to start a book club. Mm. And perhaps there are other people who have the same, how can I say, need to decrease their screen time. Because, you know, in today's day, we are inundated with social media,
yes,
and at our places of employment, we're in front of computers all day. So it was a good thing to start reading then. Mm. And so Cultured Kings was born from there. And then we spoke about or discussed amongst ourselves that when we were younger, it wasn't popular to read.
Yeah.
All right. Or rather, it was frowned upon if you said that, guys, I'm going to maybe sit on my own and read a book, and then you'd find that your friends weren't too happy with your decision that you'd be reading. And so we picked up that there might be a stigma around reading. So we figured that with the idea of the book club, we could introduce other people to reading, and then perhaps break the stigma and show that there is value in reading, and that it can be cool to read. So knowledge is cool.
Yeah. All right. I actually, when I arrived back here, I went to the library. Yes, we have a local library here, right? Mm. And you know what I picked up at first? First of all, our library is outdated. We need new books. We need books for little children, especially for little boys. We need books that represent us. We need African books, we need African literature. So I think it's a good idea as Cultured Kings, if you can maybe partner with someone or some entity to get our boys to read. Because I brought my nephew to the library, and he was so there was these few. As you enter, there's this the section for the little kids, and we found that the books that they had was this thin, very thin, and the letters are so big. And he was just very frustrated that he wanted a book with or pages with more letters on it, yeah, and more paragraphs on it. He didn't just want the books with the big pictures.
Yeah.
So I would suggest, or I would ask from you as young men and growing your social club or your book club, to try and, you know, focus on issues as our library, and that would also help a lot especially for you know, raising little boys and teaching them to read. Because you can say to them, read more, but if they don't have the resources, that's another challenge on its own. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned the representation thing, because actually our next theme for our next book is African stories.
Yes.
And that's why we started with the theme culture as well, because sometimes it's not that you don't want to read, but you can't relate.
Yes.
What you're reading. Mm.
Yeah.
So representation is really important when it comes to reading, especially. I think a lot of our people want to read, but they're like, this doesn't speak to me.
Yes.
You know? And obviously,
if something doesn't speak to you, you're not going to want to read
it. Yeah.
And on that note, there's a African proverb that I really like a lot, is that until the lion learns to write, the story will always be told by the hunter. And essentially, we need to start telling our stories. Even there's so many people in our community that are such good storytellers.
Yes.
They just don't put it, you know, pen to paper.
Yes.
But on that note as well, as Khalil said, we want to increase readership. We want to have new readers. It's not a book club for established readers. Like, you need to be now a serious 12 books a year kind of guy to join, you know. We want to increase readership.
Yeah.
That's also why we take suggestions of books from the members.
Yeah.
That's why we want to have, like, African stories, culture, things that speak to us, really.
Yes.
And on the note of partnering with organizations or what you... We are actually registered at Exclusive Books Brooklyn as a book club.
Oh, that's great.
There is a discount that we get if we buy a certain amount of books.
Yes.
But the goal is ultimately to partner with, like, a bookstore.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, for their corporate social responsibility. So if there's any bookstores out there listening, we'd really like to partner. We're actually still busy with the business proposal. I won't say who's responsible for that, but he knows himself. Because we, you know, obviously when we approach an organization, a book club, or I mean a bookstore, we need to have our things in order. So we want to have our business proposal ready. But it is important, and Clement also mentioned, he knows the library better than I do, but he mentioned that we need new books, wide variety. So we'd also like to partner with bookstores and say, look, let's give the Easterus Library more books.
Yes.
Let's increase the content. Because as you said, people don't want to read the same thing as well. And they want to, your nephew doesn't want to just read the big words, you know.
Yes.
And that's what we, ultimately, that's what we want to do. Currently, we haven't done that. But it is the goal to partner and to increase the content that people are exposed to.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Because I feel like when you come in as Cultured Kings, it would have more of an influence, and it would also grow your organization. I tried to tackle the book thing and it didn't really work out because I just did it on my own. But I feel like, if there's any listeners out there, you know, and they want to get in touch with you, can you just give us your details so that maybe partnering with you, or we have like a little book drop off, you know, weekend where people just drop all of their old books, because some of our books are just gathering dust. And I know, most of us in our homes can donate a few books or get rid of a few books. So if our listeners wants to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Well, we're on Instagram currently.
All right.
That's the only social media platform that we're on. And it's Cultured. So K, yes. Cultured with a K, ULTURED, _ Kings. Kings with a S, not with a Z as Clement suggested, which we should have done probably. But it's Cultured with a K and then Kings.
All right.
Cultured _ Kings on Instagram. People are more than willing. They more than welcome to contact us there. One of us will answer the DMs. And then if you want to email us, it's culturedkings2020@gmail.com.
culturedkings2020@gmail.com.
Correct.
All right.
Yes, the Eurythmics with Sweet Dreams, because we need to dream, and we need to have sweet dreams in order to make our lives more productive, you know, to add value to our own lives and also to the lives of others. And this is what Cultured Kings are doing here. They want us as non-readers to read more, to create a safe space for critical engagement, for debates about the issues that that hinder us to grow as men, especially because they are focusing on the men.
Mm.
So, you know, sweet dreams is something that we desperately need in our community and our society. It is 5 to 8 here on Port FM, and that was Ouija with Hold On To Your Dreams. You know, I just told the colleague and the guest here in the studio that when I grow up, that song, I said, I want to buy this LP. They said, LP. I said, yes, it was only LPs that time. And I want to play it to my kids, and I want to tell them you must have dreams and you must pursue your dreams. And there's various platforms and ways to pursue your dreams. You know, life is tough, but it can also be easy, provided you do the right thing. We were joined now late by Clement LaRue. I have read his bio before. Yeah, he's a very exciting young man. I wish you could see the guy in action. He's like a small Nyana dynamite guy, you know. He's just so ready for action. Clement couldn't make it earlier because he worked in Sandton.
Yes,
Sandton. In the house. So, yeah, we're glad you made it, Clement. You're going to round up for us. Fat Sam, but Cultured Kings Us.
Yeah.
And Bachelor Plan and Ideas Us and a Summer Fatang.
Yeah.
So, to a 5 minute.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. I do apologize for being late. The demands of work, be that as it may, I think it's very important that a culture of reading is created, particularly in Eesteres, you know. For someone that studied at Eesteres Library for the largest part of my undergraduate degree, ek het hier gekom, and you would see it's a largely fiction collection and very limited other books. And I always ask myself when I'm around the likes of my mentors, your Tervan Yaftas, your Lazelle Haskins, your Rubens, when I'm around those people, you see that they have a large collection of reading. And I learned about the importance of creating a culture of reading. And what that means for Cultured Kings and the organization is, like De Niro touched on earlier, is creating that culture of reading. So something we're looking to do is, I think Justin touched on it earlier when she mentioned that we need to improve the collection of Eesteres. And also in passing, while we're off air, she also mentioned that we need to look at creating a book drive. So how Cultured Kings, in terms of the innovation and the idea drive, is becoming a market maker. So basically, we'll have you, Mpapla, joins our book our book club as an example. He would then get a 20% discount because he's part of Cultured Kings.
Mm.
So he can be exclusive books and say, "Nee, wacht, Mpapla, scoop your book. We have your book. Mpapla, give us a book. And then you take your new book we got you from exclusive books." And those books we collect as a market maker, becoming a sort of stock exchange for books.
Mm.
We plan to donate those books to the Eesteres Library. We are in the process of drafting our documents and approaching key partners, particularly Port FM, for the book drive. I'm going to hold Justin to that, definitely. I think we definitely need to create a culture of reading. And the way we do that is for Elaitiki and Nantas like myself. How do you get your hands on a Think and Grow Rich? How do you get your hands on Rich Dad Poor Dad that will teach you, young man, this is important. Assets equals income. Nee, your salaris wat you gebruik at the end of the month, and you keep using it and you live on the rat race. So how is that young man going to get his hands on Rich Dad Poor Dad? And as a market maker, as a part of particularly the outreach segment of Cultured Kings, that's what we're looking to do and give access, because as Nelson would always say, that education is the most powerful weapon for personal development. And I think also a book like Long Walk to Freedom, former guy, just as an example, if I may, by way of brief introduction, is Nelson actually lived in a shack. And when you read the 700-page Long Walk to Freedom, and you are from where I'm from, and it'll set you krach af, and you're reading Long Walk to Freedom, and you realize, no, Nelson studied in the shack. Nelson studied with candlelight. Yes, it is 2017, and things are tough. It shouldn't be this way. But fortunately, I know that the former president went through the same things I went through. Mm-hmm. And the birth around Cultured Kings, and why I partnered with my good friend, Attorney at Law. is to create exactly that, you know, a culture of reading. Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow. Oh, that's great. Guys.
And Afrikaans books as well. Because it's funny how we gravitate towards. No, I do. Like, Afrikaans books are so good. Yeah, because I went to a war school. So, but we gravitate towards English books. But most of us around here speak Afrikaans, and it's often easier for us to learn in Afrikaans, and we forget that sometimes. Even if you go to an English school or do your subjects in English, sometimes they relate better to the language they speak at home. So also, yeah, it's just a suggestion. Also get some Afrikaans books. It's quite interesting.
We actually have Afrikaans member. Yeah, let's not go to the Afrikaans.
All right. It was great having you guys here. For our listeners, if you just caught the end of this conversation, you're welcome to log on to our website. The podcast will be available. If you do have any questions for Cultured Kings, you can send your messages to 074-563-5748. And I'm sure we'll get in touch with them to answer all your questions.
I wish I was young again, to have this energy and this vibe of these three young guys that we have.
Yeah.
I am definitely sure this will not be the last time that we have you in the studio, because what you are doing is phenomenal. So we need guys like that, inspiration. Yeah. And it's true what you're saying, you know. I must say, I was a reader when I was younger. And I could read anything that, but there was never really good material. At my house, they never bought books, you know. And if I'm a young man now and you, Clement, are now my mentor, let's say I'm 15, 16, you give me some good books and you make sure that I read it.
Yes.
You know, you come and let's read two chapters or a chapter. When I come from work or Saturday, we'll discuss it. You know, put some pressure on for him to be able to read.
Yeah.
You know, I think that will make a tremendous difference in any man's life.
Yeah.
You know, and you look up to someone, you see, yes, I mean, I look up to you, even though you're 26, I'm more than double your age. But, you know, it's not about age. You know, it is really not about age. It is what that person represents, you know, how we behave. It's no use having a young man teaching him good values. There tomorrow you see you chasing someone with a panga or someone. You know, you must see as this guy that really there to add value and make a difference in his life. I forgot to mention on the show today that today is World Teachers Day.
Yes.
So you see, you guys are not the conventional teachers in the school, but you are absolutely teachers, you know.
Yes.
I am someone who always, I'm not negative really about it, but I must say there's only a few teachers who added value in my life and made a difference. And it's so sad because, you know, when you're young, you look so much up to your teacher.
Yes,
you know,
you
see him as this hero. And then, but as you grow up, you see, no man, you know, this guy, so must kick this lighty here, slap him, and you know, Sam sleg voor die ander kinders, and then you begin to realize, but this is not what teaching should be about. So always on Facebook I fight with a lot of people, because you know, there's this misperception that all teachers are great, all teachers are, we are here because of we're all here where we are because of teachers. Not always like that. I remember when I was in primary school, in Nantes Primary, some of those kids were forced out of the school by the teachers. The very same teachers who were there to groom and guide them.
Yeah.
You know, so don't tell me that all teachers were good and great. But for the good and the great ones, we love you. We cherish you. Unfortunately, most of the guys who taught me probably did. But guys, I don't know.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. I will definitely join your club.
You. Please, please do. We'll.
I want to be inspired by you guys, and then see how we can take it to the grassroots. You know,
please,
and
definitely,
see that we can make a difference. It is already past our bedtime. Yes. It is 4 minutes past eight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm gonna play off. You know, I like my songs to flow with the topics and whatever. Now this is Lira. She said feel good. You know, so we must all feel good, man. I feel good now. I have some wonderful no in the studio and the city air cording is the young man here, so I think but anyway, it's never too late, ne? To make a difference.
Oh, yes.